We'll call the Hamburg City Council meeting to order. Everybody would please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, all. I think everybody that's here has got something on the agenda. We'll move on to the agenda review. If there's any items to be added.
Mayor and Council, just a few items I got to add to the consent agenda. Unless there's any issues, it's time off request form for myself. Also like to add temporary on-sale liquor licenses for the Lions Club for September 24th, October 1st, and October 15th. And then for the claims list, updated claims, July and August claims list. And then one other item, the under council reports is the electronic speed pedometers here that is on the handle. So it's basically, what they call a sign that tells you your, how fast you're going.
Your speed. You can see it in a lot of towns.
Yep.
Anything else on the agenda?
On our parks report, want to talk about update about the trees as well as the paint at the hall. Also, like talk about the resurrection gift committee.
All right. Anything else, Council? Otherwise, I'd look for a motion to approve the agenda with the added items. Motion made and seconded to approve the agenda with the added items. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We'll move on to the consent agenda. Motion made and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We'll move on. Timberline Wood Products and Donald Downs. Maybe if you want to have a seat up here, sign in.
You want to go first? Come one at a time or both?
Both. That way, both involved.
You want me to start?
Sure.
I can start.
Yeah, you can.
Because I'll tell you, I had a phone call from Brian about a month ago. He wants some parcel of my property out here for a commercial building. And I told him, I says, well, you got a big problem because I don't believe the city has anything set up for us. I actually told him to go to Norwood because they already have a district. But evidently, he doesn't want to go to Norwood.
No.
You want to keep your tax base here, you know.
So basically,
we were wondering about a plan. We don't have a plan because
there is not one.
There is what we have in our comp plan, and it didn't turn out very well. I copied it, but when I scanned it, you'd have that digital copy, but. If you look where Donnie Dahman's land is here, and I can get you a copy, Donnie,
yeah.
For future land use, basically our transition areas for long-term land use in Young American Township, basically kind of lays out part of your property as for commercial use.
Well, that's news to me. Nobody ever around here never told me that.
I've talked to you in the past that we would use that for commercial. I mean, ideally out here, if we don't use that area for commercial, I don't think the city will ever have commercial.
I know you want to get to the highway. That's the main thing. You got a highway out here. We're still trying to get 212 four lane.
Yeah.
Correct.
That's not happening.
Jeremy, he's here. Where are we?
So where you see the gray, right? Them two areas are designated for future use for commercial.
And this is the area that Timberline's looking to go into?
That I don't know the exact area. This really is, I haven't had no details defined to me as to where they're looking exactly to build, but the big thing in question was the land use.
Yeah, I mean, basically, if the city had some sort of plan.
But as to development, we haven't talked about anything of that for ages because there has been no company or anybody that has been interested for a long time. So that's what I'd have. Nothing is moving, you know, forward.
I had interested in it in 06, but everything fell through at that time. There was, but they were all worried about their sewage system. That's the first thing they asked me about. Is it big enough to handle a development or anything of size?
See, and that's, you know, we'd have to do study on that. We'd have to look at that. We'd have to assess that. So basically, we'd have to do a feasibility report before we would, you know, do anything.
So this is where I'm at. I don't know what to do, you know.
Well, I guess if you guys have a designated area you're looking, I mean, the first thing we got to look at is annexing the property in.
As I think for the cities.
Until then, you know, looking to keep it on the Hamburg tax base, without it being in city limits, we have no jurisdiction over it.
Where does city limits start? Right here?
Basically, the other side of the trees there, it's pretty close to probably 10 feet, 20 feet, somewhere in there, and that's city limits.
You ever thinking about going out further to the highway or not?
Oh, we haven't discussed anything because there hasn't been no interest.
Not really.
I mean, after 2008, everything really fell off.
And they are not knocking on our doors yet?
No.
You got any questions?
No, I guess I'm just eventually going to have to do something to... And
what if Timberline Wood Products buy a piece of money?
There's one behind here.
It comes in the back. And
in the back.
Down.
The building over here.
Down. Building, I believe.
Yeah.
There's water would probably be, I mean, there's a hydrant right here in the corner, so.
Well, the sewer line could be tied in behind our building back here.
That's sack fire.
That's the sewer that runs along here, runs down, and went over.
Okay.
Water could be extended from where the hydrant is there. And the sewer maybe come along the back and come in, extended from the back of the building here, go this way, and then come into the building.
So there are options.
Yeah.
That's on the other side of the road.
Yeah.
There would be some options that back the cap in, or if there would be get that serious on it. Yeah.
So I think as for the city's part right now, there is no idea of developing it yet. Because there's nobody interested in coming.
What about
in
a frontage road for him? A frontage road for him. He's got to have a road to get in there.
Yeah, that's all the things that would have to be, you know, ironed out. I mean, like I said, the first thing would be you to look at an agreement on a parcel or a lot of land. You know, that would kind of be the first agreement that we'd want to look at. And then we'd want to look at getting that agreement done. You know, but maybe even before that, if it's serious, before the city wastes any money, we want to look at a feasibility report so we know what this, you know, we want to get or just even a rough estimate from the engineers. You know, so we kind of need to know the area. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
So kind of an area of where you want to plot this. And then the next thing would be for us to kind of maybe get some preliminary numbers before we even spend the money on a feasibility report. Get some preliminary numbers from our engineer what it would cost to extend water and sewer up to them. I mean, there are a lot of steps that will go into this, but I would say that would kind of be our first steps.
The first step would be they have to agree on something.
Yeah, well, just, you know, an area. I mean, I wouldn't say buy the land yet.
No. Okay.
You know, because we want to make sure everything's feasible for everybody. But I think the city would be more than willing to work with both of you on that.
Do you know how much acreage you want to purchase or looking to expand?
I was thinking 2-3 acres, and I was thinking straight west of this property.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if we're going to go that route, and that's the area that we've designated in the past from previous councils, if that's our commercial area, even though we haven't had a demand for it, it might be something to start considering now that we've done the sewer project down on the other side of town, so we can actually start handling some of the flows. And you know, maybe there are other businesses, not necessarily in town, but in the immediate area, that know that property is sitting there, which might be cheaper than going to the complex in Norwood, and they may want to move into that facility as well. Because we want to, if you're only talking 2-3 acres, and that area is going to be used eventually down the road, we want to make sure we plot it out in a logistical manner so that other pieces can go in there without running into road issues or sewer and water issues. We want to plot it out along that line as well.
I mean, I wouldn't think I'd need a frontage road if all it would need to be is like a driveway off 50 for me to get in.
Right. But what I'm thinking is if you want, let's say 3 acres, let's use that as a number, you know, we want to bring a road in there, have your 3 acres, but then we want to go section off 3 acres around that road, you know, in maybe multiple sections for future development as well, whether you expand into another development area or somebody else comes in and says, hey, you know, I want to do some warehousing or whatever, you know, we can have plots set up in an industrial complex area that that's ready to go, or at least close ready.
We haven't talked nothing about that. He's just asking me what we can do.
Yeah.
That's why I come over here. I says, well, first of all, let's find out what you guys got in mind. Yeah. Right?
We've got the thoughts, but there's nobody that's interested yet. So I guess it's up to you what, if you agree and then a spot, and then basically we have to proceed from there.
Could you show me on here a little bit more? I don't know where this is really pointing. This map.
Yeah.
Is this the end of the buildings here, or what is this?
So right here is basically City Hall's right here.
Okay.
Okay. And you're, so, you know, it's, there's nothing defined definite. This is just a, when we did our comp plan, that, you know, long-term land uses.
So that'd be a strip of residential in between the City Hall.
How about in the back then?
Well, that's not in stone. That's not, you know, nothing to go by, because when we'll actually, I'll be talking about it later tonight, but we're, next year we'll be updating our comp plan. So next year will be the planning process where we would designate this. And I would probably, you know, take that out of there. I mean, just because it says that doesn't mean we have to. You know, we can't change what our future goals are for, you know, land use.
Okay.
You know, and like I said, you know, because it's not in city jurisdiction, you know, we don't have a say on it until, you know, we would annex it if the property's in. And then we'd have to update our land use map and do those things. But at that time, then we could do all that. But like I said, next year, we're doing all that next year. Anyways, for the 2040 plan update. That's one thing we've always designated. I don't know what council's feelings are, but I mean, you just use a little common sense and reasoning. If the way the town's laid out, how it's shaped, and to have the best access to roadway, it makes most sense to have our commercial or industrial coming off, you know, basically County Road 50, so they have access to 5 and 25.
Well, hopefully that sheds a little light, but it's, there's nothing in the long range yet. Nobody knocking on the doors.
I don't think he wants to wait that long.
No, not that
long. He's a young guy. He's ambitious. He wants to get something.
That's good, and I think the city would be more than willing at this time to work, you know, with you both to get something accomplished.
Can I take this?
Yeah, you can.
All right.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you. Thanks.
Did you sign in? Thank you. We'll move on to the fire department report.
Good evening.
Mm-hmm.
All right. First off, we had new member Matt Eichens just joined last month. He would have been on last meeting, but we were waiting for one background check, so he's passed all his background checks and just waiting on approval from council to officially take him on.
He's never been on a department before. He's a fresh one, or?
Yeah. Yep.
I didn't know if he had any experience or not. So.
No. No, he's, we've had him at training already, just trying him out. He's catching on really good with stuff, so I think he'll be a nice fit for us.
So basically, we should make a motion to accept Matt Eichens as on the fire department.
So moved.
Motion made and seconded to accept Matt Eichens as on the fire department. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
For Fire Chiefs Convention this year, we'll be having three attending. We should be able to save a little money. We only have two rooms because my wife's wasn't going, so we can save a room there. Be in St. Cloud. What was it, October 26th to 28th, maybe?
24th to 26th?
Something like that. It's a week later than it usually is this year.
It's
again.
It's after MEA.
Yeah, it's a week after. Thursday to Saturday, I believe. So. I don't know if you need anything for that or just update or...
No,
are you registered?
What?
Has everything been registered for the...
Yeah, we're registered, because there's a budget for that, so I didn't know.
Yeah, I just make sure everything...
Yep, that's registered. The MBFTE reimbursement, I just want to give you an update to 2015 award money. We had $4,000 awarded last year, and we kept putting money in. They had extra money at the end of the year, so we got an extra $1,000 last week, I think it was. So, to let you know about that. This year, they said it'll be this week, I think. I talked to the rep yesterday from the state fire marshal's office. He says the numbers is probably going to be going up this year, too. So, we will know more this week. Handbook and policies, the committee met at 4:30 today, went through, I think we've got it finalized, should be going to council sometime here this week for final approval, or if you got any questions for next meeting, September, right?
Yeah. So as you're looking through it and that, basically the major changes were stuff that we got to add in from a statutory standpoint. Some of it was cleaning a little bit of it up. We sat down with the league one time. The representative from the league went through a bunch of it, compared to the number of other firefighters in the area. So you get the email, take a look at it, so we can go ahead and get it out of the way, because it will impact the potential officer election.
Any questions on that?
Also, any questions?
So like you say, when you get it, if you have questions, I think me and Jeremy have probably been doing the brunt of it most. I think we could answer most of the questions. The National Night Out, I think Jeremy just put that on here.
Yeah, just any comments, concerns? I think the night went well. I think we probably had one of our better nights in the past
really
few
well.
Years, so I haven't heard any comments or received any comments back, but I want to thank Fire Department, Lions, and the Chamber of Commerce, Bank of Hamburg. They always help out with paper products and stuff, so I think it was another success. It's kind of a nice touch of with the Lions giving away the bikes too. So yeah, any comments, concerns on National Night Out, let me know. Anything else you'd like to see or change?
We need some barn fans or something to move the air in there.
Well, I think some did ask for smaller corn cob portions. I don't know if anybody said anything. Just for some of the kids. They said some of the moms said, some of the moms said, that's the same size as my kid's arm and I'm trying to feed him corn.
Hybrid ears.
Yeah, we can break something.
Yeah. It wasn't really a complaint. They just said it's hard to get the little 3-year-olds to carry that big cob of corn.
At least we had plates that didn't go. Yeah.
Well, I think the butter problem was it leaked out.
I think the pan is.
Yeah. So. Yes, in the garbage.
That's minor. We got them all served.
Yeah.
It's recycled. Right?
Yeah. Good. City offices, I think that was left on from last month because me and Chris were going to meet in October, I thought, to get her stuff final. So, had nothing new on that. That is all I have, unless someone has something for me.
I've got a question. I've been making some calls because we've got this big, nice brush pile up at Lagoons.
Mm-hmm.
And Rick Stockman, they don't do any shredding anymore. There's nobody really around other than I got a contact up in Princeton that would maybe shred it, but they thought it was too far to go.
Yeah.
Is this something that maybe we could get with the DNR or something? To burn it, but yet have the FD there so the airplanes don't see all the smoke?
I think you had something with the grant.
I know, but
with our grant, we can't let me.
Anyways, I'll call, get a hold of the guy who comes to Chiefs meetings.
Well, we'll burn it. I mean,
I know, but I...
We don't have an issue with it.
No, that's my question, too. If I'm going to talk to the DNR fellow, because he's with the permits and stuff, if somehow he would okay it or tell... tell us the right way to go.
I'll check with the county, too.
You know.
Put up a lightning rod.
You know, the problem is the county tells us we can't burn it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Nobody
I call places and everybody says it's not big enough for them to come out to. Now I just got a name of another guy, Wes Herman. Landscaping, I guess, out of Jordan. I haven't given that guy a call yet, but they said he might come out for me, but he'd have to come out and look at the size. I mean, these guys, what I want is for somebody to come out, chip it, and take the chips.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you just got a pile of chips there instead of a pile of brush. And, you know, some of these guys take that stuff, add color to it, bag it, and sell it. Hey, I don't care, make money on it. You know, go for it, just get it out of here. But everybody tells us the pile ain't big enough. Now, Mayor has the same issue. Is it Tony White?
Arlington.
He's called me a couple of times, too, and he said, their pile's getting bigger and bigger. And he said, everybody says it ain't big enough. You know, I mean, it's like, when's it big enough? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's growing.
The county tells us they can't burn it. They should supply us with somebody who can come up and chip it, I feel.
Well, there should be some help.
Yeah.
You know, to just let all the cities hang. That.
You know, the lady that lives right out there is concerned because of the critters that are living in there. And I know there's several woodchucks and everything. I've seen going and out of there. And she said, there's animals that live in that thing now, she said. And I said, well, I can't get anybody to come out here and chip.
Well, I've seen, like, when we've been down at the city of Minnetonka there, is that the city of Minnetonka's own shredder, or did they hire somebody?
I thought I gave numbers of who they got. Cause the,
I don't know, maybe you did.
I gave you the number for, who was that? Midwakaton.
Oh, Midwakaton, too.
Because they would take it. I can give you that number. I can give you the number for Rumpka, too. That's who does it down. They do Minnetonka and Hopkins.
I was just curious.
But they haul it all the way, too. Same. I can get you the numbers if you want them.
Yeah, why don't you give me the numbers then?
Try them.
They would call them.
There is a few.
Say it's not big enough, we just gotta let it keep growing, but you know, it takes up a lot of room out there and it just gets messier and messier.
But how big is big enough? You know, that's just.
Young America uses a company out of Hutch, and I called him last year. He came out and looked at it. He said it wasn't big enough. I said, well, how about when you come out and do Young America's and you just pop 4 miles over and do ours? He said, it's takes more for them to move all the equipment and stuff. He said he wants to have a big enough pile that he that is worth it for them when they come. So he said, no, he wouldn't. You know, I thought maybe we could tag along with Young America when they came and did theirs, that he could pop over here. He's only 4 miles away. And said, no.
Well, I guess if you can get him the numbers, we'll try those people first. And then we'll go from there. See what happens.
Yeah, if you want us to burn it, we'll burn it. That ain't an issue.
I know the truck backfired every now and then when they drive past, but just saying.
Car fire we had, he had too much ethics. We tried having him do it next to the pile, but he wouldn't do it.
I remember setting the cars right on the pile, and that didn't happen either.
Well, the lightning rod might.
So.
But I guess if you can do that, that'd be nice.
Yeah, I'll get them numbers to Craig then.
I'll follow up with the county to see if they can provide us with some info.
You know, just being suggested that the county figure out a mask.
Jeremy, or maybe suggest that the county buy their big old, buy their own chipper, and that they have the county public works guys come around and chip for the county. That's PMO. They spend money on everything else.
Yeah.
You know, they're the ones who are pushing that.
Yeah, we got an equipment sharing policy with the county, so.
All right, well, anything else for Chief? I guess not. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, where do you want to?
Mr. I'll take Doug Arnes. Come up and we'll discuss on him.
Good evening.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Doug Arnes. I live at 416 Jacob Street. They redid our street, you know, reclaimed it, did some work, but the curbing that they put for me and Mr. Buckentine's driveway does not have a big enough backsplash on it. So all these heavy rains, all the water that's coming from the north on Jacob Street, that's supposed to go to the catch basin on the upper corner of my property, all that water is going right down our driveways. So our driveways are basically getting flooded, and they're just so saturated right now that, I mean.
So it's going to the west?
Yep. Goes right in between us, right down our driveway that we share. And actually it goes right to Don's field. So that whole area just sits in water until it all kind of gets evaporated. So our driveway never gets a chance to dry out. And it's starting to wash out on the back side of the curbing that they put in already.
So where is the catch basin we're supposed to go?
The catch basin is like right across from the hall on the west side.
So he's here and the drive is right here.
Yeah,
when we used to, when I first moved in, we had a bump to get in our driveway.
Water could follow the curve. Now it's just the smooth. So what happens, I've looked at it several times on rains, what happens is all the water comes down the street and mills right in. It's basically like a river going down their driveway because there's no lip on the concrete curb and gutter anymore for the water to follow. It just swales right over the top. Hmm.
If you actually just sit there and you look, I mean, I actually work for an asphalt company, so I deal with this too every day. And you just by looking at our driveway and the pitch they have on the road, you can just see where it's going to go. You don't even have to be a rocket scientist to see that. That's because our driveway is higher than what the curbing is.
So is this something we have to run past Justin Black?
Yeah, I would have to think so. It'd probably be something we want to talk to Justin about. What, and then Justin's our engineer, to see what we can do to maybe try to correct the flow of water.
Yeah, so there's, like we've talked, you know, that water is not supposed to be going down that way. So the catch basin really doesn't even get anything down there because it don't even get that far. Hmm. So
I guess I wasn't aware of it till now, so I guess all we can do is get a hold of our engineer, see what's
I thought they would fix it before they put the wear on it. You know, it brought up to their attention right away that I'd noticed that. So it would have been a perfect time to fix it before they put the wear on.
This is true.
So yeah, all that water runs right down and then it just goes right to my driveway and right where he's got the cursive. It's just soft, constantly never dries out with all this rain we've been getting. And, I mean, I had to put a ditch where that gravel stops all the way to the right or to the left. I have a ditch that I use to dig out so I can keep help moving that water out of our driveways at least. So, I don't know, that's... Now, whatever the street, I can't remember the street across from me, but the water comes right from that way, too. So everything, all those two intersections go straight across.
Well, I guess the first step is we'll have to check with our engineers. He wants what we can do or remedy. And
okay.
See what answers they come up with.
Yeah, I just, you know. I know my house sits low already, so my sump pump runs, and I bought the house, I had water issues, so I knew that part. Mm-hmm. But now, taking all this extra water, it makes my, you know, system work a lot more, too.
Yeah, okay.
So, I just want
to... I'll check with our engineer, talk to Justin tomorrow.
I just want to bring to somebody's attention, so, you know, something down the line that's, I know it won't get fixed right away, but... At least it's out there now. Everybody will kind of know about it.
Well, I guess that's good you brought it to attention. And then we'll
yep, that's all I wanted. I just you guys heard me, and that's all I cared.
Well, you'd like some help, too. So let's see what they tell us and see what options we got.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
I feel like 5+ inches of rain.
Yeah.
I'm going to move quick wherever. All right, we'll move on to old city business.
Still not done county. Water meter upgrades, I believe, back at table last meeting. So just to kind of look at the options there, I don't know if it's, I guess, the main thing to discuss would be to start it this year already. We do have monies, $8,000 in the budget. It would be nice to start it, doing it this year. I mean, Kurt put together a couple estimates, but that shows, you know, some big grand totals there. But I was more under the impression we'd maybe try to piecemeal this together over a 5-year period. That way we can cover our costs. But over a grand total, we're looking at $58,450 roughly. And just kind of to get started, we're at about $7,000 just for the handheld and then the support and software.
Yeah.
And then that's about $120 for the, I believe that would be the radio read, and then $125 for the meter. So my suggestion would be is that we would start with, you know, Greg, you can chime in here, starting with just being able to replace out some of the touch reads with the radio read. And then anytime we need meters, you know, then we would buy them and replace them and upgrade them as a whole. But what do we figure, about 2/3 of the town has a touch read now?
2/3 of the town is touch read and can be equipped with a $120 box.
Yep.
Put on it. Yep. And then the other third is the old spinner style, you have the old number style, and then it should just be put out and
you know, kind of the policy of the city is there another company that does something like this? Do we get another bid? Or are these the only people?
I don't think they're the only ones who we've always worked with.
You know, just, you know, the kind of the,
these people, whether we got Banyan or something, he said.
Yeah.
And they go with what we have already for our billing thing and all that.
Well, the concern would be is that with HD Supply here, we know the ones that we have set up for the touch read are compatible, put the radio read on. So that'd be my only concern with another company, would we have to change out the meter in order to get the radio read. Mm-hmm. So that would be a concern. I mean, that's kind of why we stuck with them, because we know their equipment, because we've been with them, and it'll easily convert with the current meters we have, go from the touch read to the radio read.
Just basically spring a box out for us.
And I don't know that pricing would be that much different for me. It's something we can look at.
Well, do we have money in the water fund to start this process, or do we wait till we start budgeting again for next year? Or both?
Kind of both, I guess you could say. Like I said, we do have $8,000 that we set aside for water meters. So basically that would,
well, that would
buy us the equipment.
Buy us the handheld and the thing.
Yeah.
And the software, and then maybe even $1,000 worth of, you know, you start to do a street at a time, basically. You know, the newer section down there, Tom, has all the newer meters in, so I would suggest, you know, just getting $120.
Right, just start.
Start, you know, down and work your way up to Rock. some are new, you know. So it's going to be more money, you know, just.
Right. So I'd say next year when you have a better set budget, I think the good thing would be to, I know it's a pain for you, Greg, but to get that other third changed out. Because I'd like to get them meters changed out because I have a feeling them meters are old, they're not reading right. That's part of our problem where our numbers are off versus what we're billing and what we're pumping. So I mean, to get started, we just kind of buy some so we can change out a street or something. Then next year, we probably want to look at getting the meters changed out and then getting the radio reads in for anything that isn't touch
reading. I got like 5 meters left that are comparable for that. Yeah. After that, we got to buy anyway. And when we buy, the new meters no longer have moving parts. It's magnetism and water movement is what it is. So, you know, like you said, they're plastic, but they never wear out because there's no parts that move. It's just water going through them, so.
Well, it's always hard to table everything. We got to do something.
Like I was here on the water meter, yeah. And see, did the price change? No. Is there, was there so much for that time? Is there somebody to buy? You got a break or something? No.
No.
Yeah.
No. There was no.
I don't think there was really any give there.
No, I don't think so either. I just thought there was something. I didn't know. Is the price still good that they gave us?
Yeah.
How long is it good?
I mean, he'd still honor it now. As far as into the future, I don't know.
Yeah. What's the council's wishes and thoughts?
You know, if it does go up, I don't think it would go up much.
Probably $5, I would guess.
Per meter, I'm just wondering about the handheld and the software. That stuff changes. If, you know, that stuff might be going up. I don't know.
As long as it doesn't get outdated right away.
I don't think it should. That's kind of the latest and greatest there now, so.
I would think there would be an upgrade package too, whether that's going to be the upgrade software.
We talked about this 2 months ago. Just going off of how much these can recuperate or how accurate they are compared to what we are, mm-hmm. as far as accuracy goes, and like just applying those numbers to what we might be missing right now, if the percentages hold true. I think I forget the exact numbers, but I think I calculated it would be $60,000 or $70,000 in recuperation of water billing. You know, it's only going to cost us $58,000.
It would be a little different, because what you got to figure out, because I did look at that when we talked about that last, is because you got to factor in, you got your base fee, and that, so it would be a little less, you know, but still, it's going to pay for itself ultimately. Bottom line, it's going to pay for itself.
Yeah. 1/3 of our meters are the old ones, and then put in, they were only at 60% accuracy. So at least 1/3 of the town would be new water when I still got one of the old spinners.
Yeah.
You know, water bill comes to go up.
But it'll make your job easier.
We got enough. We got enough money for the
handheld
software and stuff. Mm-hmm. I would say the sooner we get going with this, the more money we're going to save, I think. Mm-hmm. So, and we do have that money allotted this year yet for it?
Yeah, $8,000.
Well, I'm going to make a motion that we go ahead and spend our money on the software and stuff and get that going, and then whatever else, the boxes that we can put in. The weather is good now. Winter is coming, and you can probably get as many in as you
and
can.
And see what we get for $8,000.
Yeah, see what we get for that and go for that.
I'll second.
Motion made and seconded to proceed with the HD supply to get the handheld and the software and whatever other equipment we can get for up to $8,000. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Building inspections and code?
Yeah, let's just follow up from the last meeting. You'll see in your packet, 411 Marie, the old city hall. They did come in and get a permit. They're going to be doing some brick replacement tucking, but they're going to do it over a period just because of money restraints. So they did pull a permit, so they're looking to get started getting some work done. And in your packet, you'll see, I think I did give you the, provide you the email from Mr. Hubler of a timeline. So they're going there. I haven't heard nothing in relation to 340 Railroad Street, which would be the old molded phone building there. But I have heard some rumbling that possibly may have, or is in the process of being sold, that they may have a buyer.
Yeah. And he, one of the buyers, I guess, is in the concrete business, is or was or whatever. So they've looked it over, and yeah, it could be a matter of time here.
Yeah. So it looks like some movement on them too. And then the other thing is at 153 Jacob Street, and Stephen's here. We did, I believe, a letter was sent to Stephen, you know, requesting that the shed slash garage, however it would be classified, that the site would be completed on that. So Stephen wants to come up and address the council. He's more than welcome to.
Like I said, I don't have a whole lot to say about it. I did have a permit on the garage to build it, get it done, and ran into financial difficulties with the legal fees on a different matter, and it hasn't gotten better. I'm still working on it, hopefully maybe this fall yet, but I'm not sure.
I guess it would be nice if you could give us some kind of a timeline, maybe. I know it's hard to predict.
Well,
your best shot, you know, something we can...
Well, August 25th, I go back to court again, and you know how court fees go, legal fees.
You've experienced that.
I have no idea where I'm at. I have no clue as to how much legal fees I'm going to accrue on this next round of issues.
When was it when you pulled a permit for the building?
I think it's been 2 years.
2011.
11?
5 years, then. Well, time flies.
I'm working at it. Trust me, it's bothering me as well to not have it done. But I'm seeing I needed to get a permit again to do this, so any idea what the fees on that's going to be? Just on the permit?
I guess it would be on the siding repair.
It would just be siding, so maybe the permit would be something residential, $56.
And I guess I'm just not even sure what the inspector is going to inspect other than that the building is completed.
Right. I know they did tell me that the tieback would have to be replaced.
That's a matter of opinion.
They that's cold.
I can take...
exposed over a certain period.
Okay. I can take the tieback off. The building does not need it. It's an outbuilding. It does not need tieback.
Plus, code, I guess, is... We're not going to get into
an
argument here over what's what. That's up to them. That's why we contract out to take care of the code issues for us. So, but from a city standpoint, you know, the permit would be $56. Yeah, it was November of 2011.
Okay.
So, do your best.
What I'm working at. Any other questions of anybody?
I don't have any more. It's just things to get done in town.
That's just one of those things I guess we should have, you know, addressed earlier than 5 years ago.
Okay.
All right. Anything else under the building inspections? Anybody's move on. Mr. Krimish?
I'll just give an update on that. Initially, we were looking at holding a public hearing for the possible variance for a cargo storage container. We've put that on hold now, pending some possible land sale. So, at this time, you know, if the purchase of land is made, then the variance won't be needed. Is that correct, Mr. Church?
Yes, yes.
So, we're just waiting on the land sale to go through. So, that's just kind of a quick update on that. So, if there's any questions or concerns.
Well, let's see what happens. That's all we can do at this point.
Correct.
Water meter upgrades and radio reads.
Yeah, we already talked about that. I apologize. I just wanted to make sure that we got that taken care of tonight.
Or not.
All right. Anything else under real city business?
No, one other thing, just I didn't have on there, but I'm working to get Jay Ward out here. They're still working in Norwood right now,
good.
But we're looking to arrange something for us.
Yeah.
Really be nice to have some competition for media.
I agree.
Anything else? Otherwise, we'll go on to public works.
That's all good.
Greg?
Water and wastewater services, everything's been going good that way. We had the storm the other night. We lost power coming in here in the town. You guys all know we got three different feeds coming into town. We lost the first one about 10 o'clock that night. I actually watched it arcing off the pole there when the pager went off. I went in and I started up the generator down at the lift station. That generator comes off of three different feeds. What ends up happening is you got power down there, but it's not enough to run the pumps. So if I don't start that generator, alarms don't go off because it says that there's juice there until it's too late once the thing is up. So at 10 o'clock I started that generator and just left it run on the natural gas all night, and then about 4 o'clock then we lost the second feed coming into town, and then at that time I started the generator down here and the one that's back here was running. And everything was good. Everything, you know, we had 5 inches of rain, so we naturally went way up, and the water going off of the ponds, but we're sitting good out there, so.
So we didn't have to pump anything? I didn't hear anything? Or?
No, the pumps, actually one pump did it. It didn't even have to kick both pumps in, so
that's
we were
good.
Okay. Yeah, we were okay, so.
How about down in our hall?
We had water coming in there. That's what I'm going to talk about here as we come up. So, I didn't have any water that came up the drains. That's a good thing. But I got water running through the walls. So, that's what the shop repairs. When that job was done, when they were taking the bathroom apart down there, that board that was on there and the sheetrock that was behind it was completely soaked. I mean, so wet you couldn't even pick it up. It was that bad. Water running down the walls. What we got there, what they suggest to do is to, I don't know back in the day when that thing was built, if that block was ever waterproofed before it was backfilled. Water's coming through the walls. You know, the block has mold down along the bottom and the water runs in. What the contractor said was, I can put this stuff in the bathroom, but in 5 years you're going to have the same problem as what you had. What needs to be done, and around the back side of the building, well, number one, the steps that comes into the kitchen, that's all rotten where it mounts to. But that needs to be taken off. It needs to be dug up and some tile or something put there. Probably the block power washed and waterproofed, and then filled. What happens is the water, if you look from the yard there, the water comes down, everything runs towards the building. When the water runs towards the building, it freezes, it blows the mortar out between the blocks, and it eventually ends up down in the shop down there. So, you know, like I said, that should be dug up. Tile, I had locates done. I'd like to put a tile back there. There's a drain on what was Bob Herman's storm drain back there. What was Bob Herman's property? I don't even know who lives there now. I can't think of the guy's name.
Mike Ashman.
Yeah, Mike Ashman. I would like to put a drain going back to the storm sewer and go there and on the other side to get the water away from the wall, because all it's going to do is basically kill the mortar on the wall, and eventually we're going to have more and more problems unless we fix it right. Like he said, I could finish the bathroom, but he said, it's just going to keep, you know, the moisture is going to be behind that board, and then it's going to be all mold again and everything. So they have the project done up to the back two walls, and that's where we stopped it, because, like I said, the water is literally coming through the walls and running down into the drain and the shower and ponding in the back shop part. There is like a little dip, and so water sits back there, but nothing came up the drain, so that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what we want to do with that. You know, it's a project that's, and then what it was suggested to do too would be, even like that steps that goes up there, take the bottom step off, instead of put blacktop up there, do concrete and slope it away from the building, and on the other side of the building, on the east side, that's all blacktop along there. That's all crumble and falling down in along the wall, so the water just runs right down in there. So probably one of the problems with blacktop. Now there's a sump pump in the shop right where the side entrance door is. I have no idea where that goes to. Talking to even the old timers in town, nobody knows if there's a tile that runs along that side or not. So I don't know.
Does it run? Does it work?
It works. It runs all the time. Even in dry times, it'll run. And when it's pumped down, it's just a steel pipe that comes right in underneath the door. So I don't know where it goes to. Yeah, I don't know what's feeding the sump pump. Because the only pipe that comes in like on the concrete right outside the side entrance door. So I don't know if there's tile that runs along the building or not.
Could we run our camera in there?
I will not get the camera in there. No. No, that hole's about 4 feet down. It's about this wide, and it's up. And I won't get it. I won't get that in there.
Does that other company have a different? We had other ones. Was it kind of like a more flexible something that you could
register
view?
Or we did cleaning, maybe?
Maybe the drill that time. That frozen pipe.
Remember once we couldn't get through on some, and then we tried something else, a different company, or somebody came out?
No, when I was here.
That lady down on Park, the lady down on Park with the kind of the wet wipey issue.
Yeah, I stuck our camera in that.
But then she had someone else come in after.
Well, she had basically like a roto-rooter come in. The guy who she had the night before had a big machine and a big, great big honking end on it. Well, he went into the pipe and it was a straight 90 and then down. He couldn't even get his feet in there. So this drain pros had a smaller unit, basically a smaller auger unit that went around the thing, but that wasn't the camera.
Is that what you were thinking of?
Yeah, I thought there was
a company. I've never had one here, so.
Estimate time?
Yeah, at least.
Since it's a big project, I think we're probably going to have to look at, you know, getting two estimates, but really, we want to know how to go out and get them estimates, because we need to know what we all want to accomplish. The suggestion's been made that we do at least, at a minimum, you know, where the bathroom is, but I think we're going to do it. My suggestion is that we go with the whole thing. I mean, there could be some unknowns, but, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot
of. We don't know that. They can't bid that. We have to deal with that when we cross that bridge.
You know, part of the thing we talked about, too, if we do along the east wall, what we got right now, we had that roof fixed, that we got the four gutter pipes that come down, and then there's a 90 PVC, and the water just all runs on that blacktop. In the wintertime, it's always ice. I'm always throwing ice melt and everything on there. If we did a tile and ran a tile into that storm sewer that's right down by the shop door, we could pipe the roof drains into that tile, and then we no longer have the water on there. And a second thing that was talked about is there's a stairs that goes up there. Basically, the only time that stairs is ever used is Hamburg Hunting and Fishing Club has their meetings, and they park up on the top and you know, walk down the thing and walk up and go to it. I'm just going to show you on the thing here. What I was thinking about today, and the stairs are shot, it's all hollow underneath and it's broken apart. Here's the stairs that comes up, and then this is all blacktop all the way along. You got gutter, 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 and gutter. You're thinking about tying these into the tile, running into basically right here is the storm sewer drain right there. Taking these steps out and getting rid of them, period. If you did that, the blacktop from here to here could go bye-bye. We would keep this blacktop here yet because of the fish fry and the trailer that sits there. And what I would suggest then, rather than have to try to redo that steps and everything else, and that this wall that's down here is all messed up anyway, is to do some dirt work and either to kind of, you know, just weld it all in naturally, or else we could do like a retaining wall right here, and we could take a little bit of blacktop and go from right now the trail ends right here. We could disconnect it to there if we had to, for people to walk there and get into that door and get down in the basement and tie the two together. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of different options, but, you know, if we got to replace that steps. You know, he had talked, I talked to somebody already, and they said, do concrete out, you know, if you get the job this year, let it settle this year, go and backfill it, do concrete and do it so the water runs away from the building, and then caulk it between the block and the cement. But if we didn't need this little trail right here, we could take that out. That could be all grass and dirt, but it's less maintenance and everything else, too. So I don't, you know, like I said, alongside of Hamburg Hunting and Fishing Club and Fish Fry, this doesn't ever really get used. You know, I'll walk on it here or there, shovel it or maintain it, but, you know, from there to there, that could be all grass, too, which would save money on concrete and everything else, because, like I said, it really doesn't get used for anything. It's not like a main walkway or anything like that either, so.
I went down there and looked at that, and in the back there, Schultz, in the back where that steps is back there,
yeah,
that would basically have to come out, and there's probably about a foot drop underneath that step where it just fills up with water.
Yeah.
And then
what happens is all the water runs off the building here, drops, yep, on the steps, and it just ponds right there.
Yep.
So inside of the building where all the electrical and everything comes in, water runs in the block, and it actually comes in the building way in here, under the electrical box as well, we're running in the other day. And then all the way along here, the water was seeping through the block.
Actually, the mortar is actually out of the block.
Yeah,
it's wide open. The water just runs
out. What happens, water got down in there, froze, and blew the mortar down. That's what happened because of the water that gets in
I've never seen water that came in along the wall here, but then again, the black, because the cement is an inch away. But up along here, we had water coming into the shower area underneath the stairs. We had water coming in, and then where the new furnace is, on that wall below the steps where it comes in, water was also trickling in there. So,
and the tar along that wall is probably down about that far, right by the edge of the building.
Everybody wants to go up there and just walk there or something. But the blacktop all the way along here, probably 6 inches, always all falling down in against the wall. So that's where all the water runs down in too. But what we were thinking about doing was digging this up, and then right over here is a storm drain. Right off the corner of the building, just on the other side of the fence, is to take and run a tile and run the tile right into the storm drain. That way you get the water away from the block and everything. And then if we decide to do this side of the building, run this side, you know, or half that way and half this way, and right here, this little dark thing, that's another storm drain there. But like I said, the steps is in bad shape. It's broke. Actually, the top step is just laying on there right now. It's all hollow underneath there. It's all gone. So, there's a few more issues than we thought.
Has he got the bid broken two pieces or just one?
It's hard to bid that because of the unknowns. And how do you know what you want?
Yeah.
You know, do we want, at the very least, I think that it should be dug up. And at least to that, on the other side of the door is a 220 plug-in that was put in for the Hammer Hunting and Fishing Club. From there on, should be dug and tiled that way, for sure, because that's where most of the water is running through the block.
On that west wall, though, I know that wall was filled with cement, but about 5 feet up, you can see where the water is seeping through along that whole wall there now.
It was actually wet.
Yeah. It should be, the whole thing should be, but I don't know, just a matter of...
Well, I don't know if it was ever waterproof. That was kind of a suggestion. They can dig it all out, all the while, should get it clean. We took point about what needs to be done, and waterproof it. They can put a tile in there, you know, backfill it, leave it sit open over winter so everything settles, come back and fill it, and then go from there. Yeah. But, you know, like I said, there's different options, but if we keep that... We do, we got to replace it. That's going to be a bigger expense. It really doesn't get used a lot. You know, like I said, that can either be a retaining wall there, because this retaining wall here is junk anyway. That was never done here, so that needs to be redone. That can all be kind of re-sloped and tied in. And, you know, like I said, we can keep the blacktop back here. We really don't need the locking area in there if we were put a little connection from here to there. You know, it looks big on this map. It's not a really big area. You know, people needed to park in the front and get to that side. So I don't know.
I think it'd be easier just to be able to make a decision on what we would eventually do if we got a bid that would tile from that north side down the east wall, get rid of the stairs and that, and then if we want to go the north and east corner there, go off towards the north, then that's good. Then have the rest of it go down to the other one. I like the idea of having those drains go right into the tile.
Yeah.
Because I have walked that path in the wintertime.
Yeah.
And I did not realize that it would be slippery, and thankfully I'm agile enough to keep my balance, but if someone wasn't.
Yeah, I throw salt down there all the time. Ice melt, but you know, the next day it happens again because it'll melt off the roof. And it just, and years ago, Dennis used to have these big black tile tubes that stained across and went on the lawn, which it kept it off of there. But at night, you got the lights on that side, it was a trip hazard.
Yeah.
So,
and I would only, I would agree with you too, as far as blacktop, just blacktop down just past the doorway, or as far as down as that they would need to have a little bit of an area. And then let's just make the rest of it green.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's actually green space. That really doesn't get used for much there. It's 8 foot, you know, blacktop. It would have to be fixed anyway. It would have to be basically concrete up against. against the wall and then just a little bit of blacktop in it. I don't really think that we need that because it's not really a main walking trail.
Yeah, and the steps need to be replaced anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're a liability issue.
Might as well just eliminate them. Because there's no real need for anybody to walk down that driveway to go up there.
Yeah, like I said, meeting that are down there, like I said, we could very easily tie the corner of this into that. It's not a very long walk, and in the winter, I could follow that path with the Bobcat, which would be no big deal. It would probably be easier than, I can't plow it now because the thing's coming down, so I have a shovel that I hand shovel that, or I take the snowblower and do it, so I don't. I think if we're going to fix it, we should fix it, right, and do the whole thing. I don't know if there's pile under there or not, because like I said, right where the door comes in here, there's a steel pipe that goes down into nobody seems to know where that comes from. Is there tile underneath that east wall or not? I don't know. But the sump pump works all the time, you want it to dry, so it's taking moisture from somewhere. We'll see if it's there.
I say let's get bid on that, and then we can make a decision after that.
Get a couple bids.
So then we in agreement that we want to take steps off, fix that header. Right?
Yep.
Do this whole side and all the way down everything we've topped. Now, what we cut out, obviously, here down is going to be green. Suggestion we had is concrete as they dig it. It's basically kind of a 4-foot swath here. And then putting concrete. Council's thoughts. You have a tar that breaks up, goes inward again, then you have the water draining there again where they feel the concrete won't do that.
Yeah. And actually on the back side here, this drainage issue needs to be changed in this back corner. If you go back there and look from where this comes over here, this whole thing all slopes down in here. Now basically the cell needs to be built up so the water runs either over that edge by the fence or comes down along and then off. But if you go back there and look, you just got to stand on the grass and look at it, you can see this whole section, everything runs right up against the building. It sits right there. Mm-hmm. So that's our, that's our main problem. So,
roughly, we have about $8,000 into this project right now. We budgeted 30. So.
Yeah, I thought we were going to sneak out with a bunch of money left over, right. But probably not going to happen. Yeah, but like I said, it's going to, we already. Otherwise, that water's just going to run through the wall. It's going to be the same. We're going to be in the same boat as we were before.
We're probably looking at $15,000-$20,000.
Let's get some bids.
Yeah. Get it with concrete.
Will it get done this year, then?
Well, I guess how fast we move on it.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't tell you that.
Well, it's going to be another month before we okay it, and is there going to have somebody going to have time to do it then,
Well, next meeting is earlier.
Yeah,
if okay. We can get this together.
Yeah. I know one thing, too. I think he was going to bill you for whatever and hold back or whatever. Like I said, the bathroom itself, Donner, isn't finished, which is fine. I'm going to put a... I don't care about I don't care about the exposed walls or whatever. It was literally when they pulled that off, the walls were black, and he sprayed it. It just ran down. It was, man, I couldn't. It was so bad you couldn't even breathe down there. Mm-hmm. That's how bad it was. I've never smelled anything like it.
But now it's quite nice down there now.
Yeah, it's. Anybody wants to stop by and see the offices, I got to do some painting and stuff in there, but it doesn't smell. My floor project worked. We had no water come up through that or anything, so that's all. Everything is good there. But like I said, with the water running through the walls, if we can get some tile in there to get the water away and also get it built up so that the water don't run to it, I think that would take care of our issues. And if we don't, I think it'll just be a bigger expense in the future because the mortar will be all out between the blocks and it'll start crumbling, and we're really going to have some issues. So,
if there's water in the block and it freezes, it's going to...
Yeah, well, you know there's water in the block because it's coming through. So.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Well, let's get the estimates and see where we're at.
Okay. The roof on this building is leaking still. I got Voss... Was he here today?
He didn't come today.
Okay. He's going to come out and he's going to take a look at it, and he'll give us some suggestions as to what to do or what needs to be fixed or what he thinks, and we're going to go from there on this building. You know, I was looking at a little silicone here and there, but I think it's going to be a little bit more than some silicone there too. So, but Jeremy's got under paint parking lots and curbs, $1,000. You said you were looking at that for possibly budgeting next year?
Yeah, unless we wanted it done this year, but just a budget line item for redoing. So basically we could get the parking lot done here, and then all the curbs repainted for about $1,000.
Well, it needs it because some of them haven't even been painted yet when they did the street stuff.
It's kind of just a matter of if we want to do it this year or add it into next year's budget.
Do we have $1,000?
Will depend on where we come in on the streets project. Yeah, once we get a final building from that, so.
Push off. Do we know what's going to happen with that? Are they going to do the sewer and water in there? Or somebody told me they're going to be blacktopping next week. Well, they were going to wait with the blacktopping before they, but you know, they have that milled out there now.
Right.
So I haven't heard anything either.
Well, the plan was to get it done before the blacktop.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean, but now I see it's milled out, and I don't know, somebody, I don't know who told me that, but they said they thought they were going to put that second lift on and blacktop that next week. I don't know, I haven't seen Brad. I see him drive by every now and then, but I haven't talked to him, so I don't know.
I can ask him.
Yeah, because it's milled out now, so I would guess that they're, you know, getting to that point, so I don't know. And the only other thing on there is the drainage that he talked about. And like I said, I know that the curb that was in there before was had a lip on it and then went up over. And I know, like, when I, on a normal rain, it didn't wash out there or didn't run over the curb. Like, if I would, on the opposite corner of his place, there is a fire hydrant. I know, like, if I would flush the hydrants, you know, then I get some water going over just because of the pressure that would blow it right across. But he's got an actual gripe, I think. So, any other questions for me?
Yes. When are we doing anything on the sewer hookups down on the other end? You know, for since the project. Some are not in compliance.
No. Well, you guys were supposed to make that decision. I don't know. As to who was to get the letter. It never got decided on, I don't think, did it?
Well, me and Greg can go through and review
cool with water otherwise it's just going on and on until we get.
I think any, personally, any...
I guess ultimately, what's the council want? I mean, all the illegal connection aspect we've taken care of, that, you know, where there's possible connections, there may be a few others that maybe...
I thought there were always some that had to be repaired yet.
Yeah, there's a bunch in there that haven't been taken care of and all that.
But yet, what we need to know is how you want to define cracks, everything, how strict you want to be in with sending these letters out. Offset joints, cracks, legal connections, want to focus on everything. I mean, that's...
Offset joints taking a lot of water, a lot of groundwater that comes through them. You know, get legal hookups.
I mean, we spent $1 million to...
I mean, I know we... Well, I'll tell you what. We normally put, on a given day there, we were putting... we were running them two lift pumps about a half hour apiece, and putting about 24,000 gallons of water into the ponds. As of that 5-inch rain, what did I say we went up to? 136,000 gallons of water in one day. Still got an inflow and infiltration problem. Yeah. Yeah. So.
I guess kind of the rules about other cities is that there is that a seal. You know, otherwise, what have we done?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, I think offset joints, anything. If there's, you know, if you got old clay pipe and it's offset joints and your ground is wet, trust me, that's raining in there. That's water running into our system. So I think they should all get a letter. Yeah, you know, the thing it is, there's several of them that fixed it down there. And there's a lot of people that are PO'd because the others haven't. And
right.
I hear it
it's
all the time.
Dead.
Yeah. I hear it all the time, so I would just assume that everybody fixed it so people
and
get off
the right
my
way
tail.
To do it.
Yeah, and it's the right way to do it. But like I said, I get hell all the time from people. And I know there's going to be some that are going to be bullheaded down there, too. I know one's got a garage drain that's a illegal hookup that he says it's not. And you know, we're going to have to deal with him and arm wrestle and fight and everything else. If they could never prove where the water was coming from, and he said it was coming from the garage, and they dumped water down there, it didn't change. Well, no, then you got another issue there. So
we'll sit down and we'll get that, and we'll send them letters out.
And then if they don't do it, then we'll get somebody who will, and then they'll get billed for it. Correct.
Well, I believe what it is they get, I have to reread the ordinance, but I believe they get charged $100 a month.
Yeah, I think
they want to bill. After a year, they get a year to do it.
Okay.
And then after that, it's a $100 surcharge on their water bill until it gets done. That's what the ordinance reads.
Well, my project was done. See, maybe we could recoup a bunch of money then.
Yeah.
I mean, now that's probably going on, what, 4 or 5 years?
Yeah. And like I said, I mean, we still got the problem, so... it's not nearly as bad. I mean, I remember years ago when I was on the fire department, every time we had a 2-inch rain, we were bypassing down by the apartments down there, and then, you know, Dennis would be up by the bank and, you know.
Well, I think you two look through your records and
send the letters.
Start the process.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just
never
going to go.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I agree. Anything else?
Just got one little thing. You know, when you come into town on the east end, is there a 4-H club in town yet?
No. That folded a couple of years ago.
There's no Happy Hustlers no more, right?
No.
No, we're too young. We're too normal now.
Yeah. Pull the sign.
Does it pay to keep the sign there?
I thought of that a couple of times already, too.
It looks pretty...
Yeah, the sign's getting
pretty tattered.
Pretty... worn out and tattered. Pull it.
Should you pull it?
I can do that.
We're not advertising for nothing that isn't here anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's been gone for a couple of years.
My kids are in, they got to go through Norwood.
Yeah. They used to come up here on Sunday nights. I think that's folded 2 years
ago. Pretty well defunct, I think. Other than that, I don't have anything more for you.
All right. Anybody else?
for your cooking. You don't have to.
Oh, yeah, no problem. That out. What's the consensus? Do we want to do hot dogs on the grill, or we just, or do we boil them again next year? I don't care. I heard it both ways. Some people said they'd rather have them on the grill. Some people said they'd rather have them boiled.
Yeah, hot dogs should be grilled. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, I feel the same way, but I guess we didn't get any complaints. Just
I don't think we're going to have a monkey serving on it.
It's a lot easier.
Leave it up to the cook.
It's a lot easier to just boil them.
Can't please everybody.
Yeah. I mean, they're free.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's free. Mm-hmm. All right, city clerk.
Well, the first thing is I got a solicitor permit for Hagel Keller. I'm reporting a change to basically going around selling educational books. Application is included. I do have copies of photo IDs of him and our information and everything that we would need for approving the permit. And then we would provide this to Carroll County Sheriff's Office also, so they're aware of the application.
I guess I'll give him credit. He's doing it the right way.
Exactly. One of the very few.
Yeah. So we don't need a motion.
Yeah.
We do?
The police know about it, though?
No, I would send a copy of it.
Well, if we need a motion, I'd be looking for one.
Make a motion for Tago Keller to do some soliciting in Hamburg for selling educational books.
Your second.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the solicitor's license or permit for Tago Keller. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
U.S. Solar, it's basically they're doing a community solar garden. Does the council have any interest in tying into or partnering with U.S. Solar for their solar garden? The only thing is what it does is it'll give us a flat rate subscription, but then you have to lock in for 25 years, so you have to commit for 25 years to them. They're more than willing to come out and present it to the council. But before I did that, I thought it was run by the council if there's any interest in partnering with these solar gardens.
Did Cole go along with that at that time, or did they back out?
I think they went along with it.
I don't know. I don't know what they did.
Because I know there was back and forth there, too.
The way Xcel Energy is raising their rates, I think we should at least have a, hear what they have to say.
Yeah, I would be open to let them come and give their little talk.
Yeah. And then just, this was on the last month's agenda, the engagement letter for the Gadsby Actuarial Services. Basically, since I got cable, so just an informing was in there, just showing you the fees. It was $2,000 to have that actuary done, and then next year it will be $1,000. But everything is done, completed, budget is submitted, everything's taken care of, so we're good to go for 2015. Xcel Energy. Anybody has anything, any complaints, concerns, things they'd like to see? I know one thing to talk about is LED lighting for streets, that type of concept. But if you have anything, next Wednesday morning, I'm meeting with our representative. The only other concerns I have is I haven't heard nothing on the land sale here with UFC for the Bruce dumpster is. There's some old power poles there, so I want to get okay from them to look at to remove them. I don't think they've been in use for ages.
That one there by the trailer?
Yeah.
That was there yet when they had those tanks. And that's going to be Miller's property. It's on there.
Right. Now they sell to the city. That there's one on the city property that we would take over for the sale with the compost and the cans.
Yeah, which we can pull up there.
Right. So if you have anything, let me know. I'm just going to skip around here. 2040 comp plan update. Basically, in the consent agenda, we approved the resolution, you know, authorizing us to do an application for planning assistance grant funds. We can get up to $32,000 in monies to complete our 2040 comp plan update. I've been working with our planning consultant, Resource Strategies, on putting the application together, get that in for the grant. Money has to be in by September 5th. And we just have to pass that resolution, which we did tonight, put a budget together, and fill out the application, which we're currently working on now. Roughly, we're probably looking at $38,000 to $40,000 for this. $32,000 of it will be in the form of a grant. And it's one of the great benefits of living in the metro area.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So, and as more information comes in, I'll keep the council updated. Health insurance, currently working on insurance renewals. I'll have them for the next meeting when we start budgeting process. Right now, what I've looked at is about 3.4% increase in rates.
That's it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Temporary family health care dwellings. So this is something that was passed, I believe, in May by legislation to allow for these temporary family health care dwellings. So basically, we have some options here. We can opt out if we want to. Otherwise, we got to amend our zoning to allow for them. So, if anybody's read any of the information or the items with it, this goes into September 1st of this year. Most of the cities I've talked to or I know are opting out of this. There is no set date or deadline for us to opt out. We can opt out at any time. But if we don't opt out before September 1st, then we got to abide by the statutory requirements.
I think this is more of a...
Yeah, and it's basically something for transitional housing, you know, for those that have physical or mental impairments or need care on site.
How long do they consider temporary?
I don't know if that's the final statute.
Yeah, at the Carver County Leaders meeting, this was the topic during the meeting, was touched on. And of the groups that were there, township and city, none of them were opting into it. And some of the concerns were, okay, what is temporary? How do we police this? How do we permit for it? And then just how do we define the structure? I mean, the structure just tells you, if you read through the legislation, think it's 300 square feet can be the structure, a standalone structure in someone's backyard or front yard or side yard or wherever. If we stay and we opt into this, or I guess we don't have to opt into it, but if we allow it and we don't opt out, then we would go by their regulation on it. And part of it is the discussion that was had at the Carver County Leaders Group was that the part of the reason why they're looking at this is because as people get older and they want to still maintain in their own, you know, in their own communities, this might give an option for a caregiver to be able to take care of an aging family member, but not take up space in their own home. Might just give them another tool or an option.
Can't afford some kind of residential home or something.
And it's for 6 months with an option for another 6 months.
Yeah, and someone asked about the renewal process, too, at the Carver County Leaders meeting, and those that were there that were privy to more of the conversation of this didn't really succinctly say that we couldn't continue in perpetuity of renewals. So, like I say, the major conversation everybody had was that, yeah, they're all opting out. The only one who hadn't made a decision was Watertown, and they were going to be making a decision that evening. And the mayor of Watertown had indicated all likelihood that they would probably opt out. So after hearing that and reading the information that they gave us at that meeting, you know, I would suggest that we opt out as well.
My concern, too, is then what happens to all these temporary structures after the time period is up for the use? I mean, how are they going to look? They fit into the neighborhood? You know, the aesthetics of everything.
Yeah.
It's quite a hot topic. I mean, after we got back to the meeting, this is all everybody was talking about. Nickname Granny Pots.
I think if we're going to act on it, we do it now rather than we forget about it.
Well, I move that we opt out.
I'll second that.
Okay. We have to do it by ordinance, so, and with that, opt out, amend your motion to set up a public hearing for September 13th.
Yes.
Next council meeting?
September 13th at 6:45.
Okay. So we started working on the ordinance already. I kind of had a feeling that we popped out.
So you have to resecond that? Chris?
Yeah.
Or Bob?
Bob, second.
So motion has been made and seconded to opt out of the temporary family health care dwelling program and to set up a public hearing for September 13th at 6:45. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay, done the last thing. Just a couple things I got. Agendas. Would it be best if I email them out on Friday, how I have been doing is, you know, one PDF file, and then have print copies available, because we always tend to be scrambling to print out copies the last minute before the meeting.
I would like a printed copy. Sometimes I can't get in or get the email or whatever.
Consensus on that? Anyone else input or?
I guess I do a lot more to you on that.
Okay, that's what I'll do then.
We can read them at home, and then we can have these have them here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Can I get included on that?
Yeah.
Just want either or?
Yeah.
Anything else?
That's pretty good, Justin. And just the other thing I was you can see up there, go for the city of Hamburg, Christopher Lund, filed for mayor. We've had 8 candidates file for city council: Jason Buckentine, David Chadwick, Scott Feltman, Robert Gomez, Richard Bones, Richard Odoms, Kyle Prince, and Tim Tracy.
You're going to have to get a bigger ballot.
Yeah, I think typically I can't fill the ballot. And this, I think by far, is the most people I've had filed.
Well, we know why that is.
Her position, so. And then the only other thing, last thing I got really, is it's that time of year again. They're considering the budget. 2017. So I'm looking for some dates to set up. Typically we kind of kick off that first week in September. I don't know if September 6th works. That's from the council.
I can make the 6th work.
Is that a council?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I'm good.
What time? 7?
7.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
All right, so then a motion to hold a special meeting for September 6th at 7 o'clock?
So moved. Second.
Motion made and seconded to have a budget workshop meeting September 6th at 7 p.m. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right. And then just to let you know, by September 30th, we have to submit to the county our preliminary levy.
Our what?
Preliminary.
Our preliminary levy.
Anything else? Otherwise,
that's all I got.
We'll move on to the July head of claims. I guess I got one question.
Yes.
On the wages.
Mm-hmm.
They all say 620 to 73.
Oh, that is a copy in here. That should be 74. 16 to 7. 17.
I mean, there are different totals, but.
Yeah, 7, 7. So it should be wages 7, 4, 16 to 7, 17, 16.
That'd be the.
For the
34, 45,
45, 46, correct.
I'll move to approve checks numbers 18044 to 18047 for a total of $59.98.46.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve checks number 18044 to 18047 for a total of $5,998.46. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
No ash payments in September?
There all are, but they're not on here. There's always ash payments. have them for the next meeting. Okay. It should be for July's filings.
Right. Yeah. I will move to approve check numbers 18048 to 18099 for a total of $129.56.15.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve checks number 18048 to 18099 for a total of $120,956.15. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay. I've got no Mr. Odoms tonight. Hopefully he didn't need any letter or anything that we had. Bob?
I just have two short things. Number one is you included these letters that Mr. Odoms sent us again. Was there something that had to be talked about that? Did anything come up about that, Jeremy? Or
on the May 30th incident? Is that
May 30th, and he alleges cover-ups of the stuff that has been going on since September 2014. He said he filed a complaint against that as well.
I guess we wait for something happens.
Yeah, before I left on vacation in relation to that letter that he supplied to us at the June meeting, I did follow up Carver County Sheriff's Office, and they have no record of anything.
Okay.
Concerning the May 30th issue.
And were you able to get a hold of Jaguar at all about coming out here?
Like I mentioned earlier, I'm in talks with to get them on here.
Okay, cool.
That's all I got.
As I said, they're still working in Norwood right now.
Anything else?
That's all I got.
Chris?
We were talking about CCL. Tomorrow we'll be putting trees in the ground, hopefully, if all things go well. And that, we do have the map. I know Schultz is going to be getting together with Dwayne. I think we have 9 trees going in. 2 of them will be ornamental trees, which will go by the hall. And that, so they'll kind of give a nice area. They will never get very tall or big. But just kind of that front area of the hall where you just have the 2 patches of grass where there's nothing really there. They'll give them something a little bit more to do with. Yeah. And then we'll probably put one of the new trees in that small park right there, and the rest of the trees down at the big park, in that. And they're, I don't know, I think, from what I've been told, the bucket's only about this big, so it's not like we have a huge digging project to do, which is good. But I think we'll probably have 4 or 5 Lions members to help us put those in, so we should have good help. So 4 o'clock tomorrow if everything works out right.
Yeah, if nothing else, I'm going to run out to Dwayne's and see how big the pots are.
Okay. Oh, that'd be awesome.
88 degrees.
No. That's very true. So those will be going in tomorrow, and then we'll try to keep getting water on them as the time goes through. The painting at the hall, the Lions Club did award the bid, but apparently the gentleman who received the bid has had some issues in regards to having a bigger project in the cities, so hasn't been able to get back to us. We picked the colors, got them the colors, we're trying to get a timeline in. If we don't hear anything from this particular gentleman by probably about this time next week, we will be going with the other group with hopes that they can still get in September, because I believe the hall is still relatively open in September.
September 10th.
Okay.
Nothing until September 10th.
Okay.
And we promised Friday, so might as well put September 9th on.
9th, that. Okay. So I'll let the group know then that's kind of a deadline that we're up against. So hopefully we'll have that done, taken care of before then. Otherwise, we'll have to look until maybe December time with all the stuff that's right. Going on in October and November. So, yeah, at this particular group, they took on more than they could chew. So, and then at the hall too, it's been asked about, I know we've talked about the bowling alley in the past, about trying to resurrect the bowling alley and that. I just don't see that as being something that's going to be overly feasible, as far as none of the groups in town have added to step up in that. But what has been proposed or has been suggested maybe for that area is taking the stuff out of the bowling alley, the lanes and the pin setters out, and making that into a batting cage pitching area, as a lot of our groups here in town, whether it's the Hawks or just the local kids, and that they have to go either to Mankato or to the cities during the wintertime to either practice their batting or practice their pitching, whether it's for softball or for baseball. And that just might be a good way, might be a good use there. It's wide enough, it's long enough, for the right depth and height and everything that we would need to do to put a cage in there. And just wanted to see what the suggestion, I wanted to suggest, it was brought to me, so I brought it, figured I'd bring it to the council to see what the council thought about maybe looking at what the cost would be to transform what it is now to a batting cage pitching area. Yeah.
Last time I was down there, laying the ceiling didn't seem that much taller than I was and reach up and touch it. I mean, if you had like strictly baseball pitching in there, I would think it would work all right. But I don't know about softball.
Softball pitching is actually, the release is a lot lower. Okay. We're talking about fast pitch. I should have clarified it. Not slow pitch. And that, so.
I guess it brings up questions as to who's going to police it, maintain it. Open and closed.
So I had a couple of schools of thought around that already. One was to get community ed involved, and maybe have them. They would be the gatekeepers of that. The other would be kind of the other point that I wanted to bring up tonight was resurrecting the HIP committee. They might be the ones who we could maybe pass that on to if that group was to get some legs underneath it. Those are just some suggestions. I mean, obviously nothing's set in stone, but, you know, if anybody has any other suggestions, it's just, you know, with all the improvements we're making at the hall and that, we just might as well try to see what more use we can get out of that basement. You know, if we can convert that bowling alley to something useful, maybe eventually we can convert the rest of it to something useful to where the kids have some place to go. And do things maybe during the wintertime or even during the summertime. You know, maybe we end up getting Wi-Fi in the basement and we transform that more into a social gathering spot for the kids. I know there's a lot of homeschoolers in the area that might also be a benefit to them as well. So I just trying to figure out ways to use the facility more than we have it already.
Wintertime though is more heat, more expense.
I wonder if it would open up a can of worms in terms of the smell that's down there and what's causing that. Like when you walk down, when I went down there for a tour, I could just feel it in my chest.
And I think maybe with some of the upgrades we're going to be making around the hall, maybe it takes out, who knows, I don't know. But, but just food, you know, it's something to think about to use that facility. Right now we don't use it for anything. It's essentially collecting dust. It's dead space to us. You know, people always complain about that we don't make any money off of the hall. I don't really see it. I view it as a park in general anyway, that we might as well try to make it as useful as possible to the community. It's still an icon of our community. If we can get more use out of it, I don't know. Could be a win-win, but. And the pin setters are still the same pin setters that a lot of the local bowling alleys use, so there might be a way to sell them for parts to those groups as well. So there might be some dollars that we could salvage from the changeover, but. Could be.
Anything else?
And then the last part is the HIP committee. As you guys know, you know, we didn't have the city celebration this year. We didn't have Zummerfest. We are going to be meeting on the 30th here at 7 o'clock to go over the SurveyMonkey and go over the results of what happened at the Big Rib Jig. And I did contact the state of Minnesota to find out if we'd be able to resurrect the tax ID that the HIP committee already had, since they were already a 501c. Unfortunately, we cannot, because our last filing was back in 2009. So we would have to go through the process again in that. I do have all the forms. I just haven't gone through to make sure what the costs and that would be associated. My thought behind the HIP committee, why it would be nice, is that it could do a couple of things for us as a town. We could have them be in charge of the city festival, or have them at least set up the subgroup of that. And then also that group could also, take care of, if we do something like with a batting cage, or if we take care and do something like, they could take over National Night Out for us. There could be a number of facets that they could do. Ideally, it would be great too if that group went ahead and was composed of more residents that are not tied to any groups right now. That would be awesome, because then that would get more buy-in, I think, from the community. But just want to get any thoughts as far as from the council, as far as, maybe looking to have that group be resurrected.
That'd be good, but I think you got a lot of wishful thinking. We can't even get the people to come to Summerfest when we have it.
Well, that's my thought. Well, is if these people, non-already organized people, become part of this new hip group, then maybe we do get those people. And if it gets marketed in a way that this group is raising money at this festival or whatever else they may do, for the benefit of the city, for the benefit of the parks and that, maybe people would be more inclined to come down and spend a few dollars on that, whatever day they decide to do, whatever they do.
That was one thing years ago on the financial end of it. We never knew what was going on as to, was it part of the city? Is it not part of the city? It was just, it got to a point where it was a little hate and discontent that set in, because there are certain ones that were ruling the roost and didn't want to share any information.
And, we can set it up however. I got the charter and I have the bylaws. I read through them. I didn't see any major reason to tweak a whole heck of a lot, but others may see differently, and I'm completely open to that as well.
Guess it wouldn't hurt to find out if there's any interest.
So if anybody does want to come to the meeting, though, like I said, it'll be September or August 30th here at 7 o'clock. So that's two Tuesdays from tonight. We'll be going over the results of the survey and talking about the potential of resurrecting the HIP committee. If you know of anybody else, too, that would be interested in helping out in that capacity as well, encourage them to show. As that's just another opportunity for them to make their voice heard. That's all I have.
Steve?
That road past the bar going down towards Mike Buckentine's, is that still 30-mile-an-hour speed in there, or what is that? I mean, the cars come off there and they just head down that, and I swear one of these times they're going to pile into Mike's garage. I'm just wondering if it could be a different speed limit there. A slower speed limit, or a sign put up slow down, or
if you put up a sign slow down, I don't think you've been, there was always a reduced speed limit sign on David, but the police said we can't enforce it because 30 is the benchmark.
Maybe put up a curve warning sign there.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Jeremy's got a deal here, maybe you want to talk about that, but I know that they, even past Stevens' house there on that side road, they just cack along there pretty good. It's just a narrow road, and there's a lot of walkers on that road. It just seems like there should be something that could be done. And I seen this in our packet. Jeremy, you got an input on that one? Yeah, okay.
Well, you want to hear it?
Or whoever.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Okay, basically I had this in my mail.
Okay.
So they ran some copies. I see these in a lot of towns. It makes you a little more aware. Like you say, they might be speeding that way, but they're flying, coming in all directions.
Yep.
Where the solar one, it's a little more money, but I think it'd be a little bit easier to put on one end of town compared to the other. It'd be just some brackets.
Yeah, you just kind of move around like Norwood. Norwood's got one, and they move it all over the place.
So it was just something I seen that I figured, you know, the county has got one, but it seems we never can get it.
It's in Victoria or Shanahan's.
Yeah. They don't know us out here.
I've asked for it several times, and they got an arm wrestle with Victoria or Shanahan's, and it doesn't seem to work.
So I seen it in my packet, and I kind of read through it, and I figured I'd just bring it up, because I think you've got to have a good thing once in a while.
I'll add it to the wish list for the budget.
You know, because if you're coming into Plato from the north, you've seen that Agon thing flashing, and then you look down, and then you are going 45.
I see Jeremy had some different ones up on the board up there. I don't know if there's cheaper ones. I'm sure there's more expensive ones. But
I can check around.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is just one I had in the packet to bring it for.
That's great.
Discussion and an idea.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing that in, Dick.
But you're done?
I'm done.
Okay. I guess I'd like to thank the rest of the staff for the National Night Out. Like you say, it was a good turnout. It really worked well, I guess, in the Husky Corner. I don't know who did it all, but I never got there.
My family and Tamara.
No, I don't know.
I never got there myself this year because I was working nights that time. But
we took it upon ourselves to get it done.
We did it quick.
We did. Didn't take us too long.
No.
Kids helped.
I appreciate that. Thanks.
Mosquito spraying, how long does that go? They're hatching.
They are horrendous. Yes.
Yeah, I heard them tonight, so that was a good sign. But I'm just wondering how long they will continue this, because it gets to the end of the summer and they kind of quit. I don't remember the date.
Can't let enough hatch out for next year.
Yeah.
Oh, tonight was the last night.
Was last night.
Oh, no.
I think with all the rain, I think we better add a few.
It was 240, 240, 265.
65 each additional?
Yeah.
Mm. So we got something coming up like Labor Day, maybe? A couple days.
People are still outside now. Right?
Yeah. But I mean, for the park, maybe.
I don't know if there's anything going on at the park. I don't see anything on here. It's just prayer hall and. Well, it says in park activities, but there is nothing that I see. I don't know, my recommendation is we should maybe one or two yet for sure.
265, yeah, 265 in application, so.
I don't know, I think it's worth it sometimes. Otherwise you can't go outside.
Yeah, they're really bad right now.
Shasta was, I don't think they do it at all. When we went to bring our election stuff in, it was horrendous in Shasta.
What's the council feel?
I think we should, at least two times yet. I don't know, not unless they got some kind of a package for two or three times more, or is it just a flat rate for 265?
265.
I think we run it to the end of the month because then school's starting and there aren't, you know, things kind of a little bit wind down. But
so what age?
It's going to
cool
off. Huh? It's going to cool off.
Yeah, that's coming too. Might be for a bit, but. Well, so they do it every 2 weeks. So.
Well, we could do if we wanted to do two applications, we could do 23rd and 30th. Or we could do the 23rd and the.
First week in September.
6th.
Because then you got, like you say, Labor Day.
Yeah, then you got Labor Day, and then, like you said, then she starts her job.
Yeah.
Let's go to 2 week interval, I think, huh?
Yeah.
So do you want to go to the 23rd and 6th, or do you want to wait till the 30th and the
13th? 23rd
and 6th.
Labor Day is when?
Huh?
When's Labor Day?
3rd.
Oh.
Just hit you every 2 weeks later.
Every 2 weeks.
2 weeks from tonight?
Yeah, so then it would be the 30th and the 13th.
Yeah,
it would
be the 30th. Yeah. Well, that would be good for Labor Day, but then the second one, yeah. Maybe just once. Do we need it after, at least for Labor Day, hit Labor Day, I don't know, maybe just once.
Go to 30th, so we'll carry over into that then. Let's try it.
August 30th?
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll help for Labor Day.
Are the cans going to go sometime? I think the trailer's going to go.
Yeah, I'm going to get that down there.
Are you still taking the green aisle then?
Yeah, I'll bring it down there. Maybe this week, yeah, because if I put a carry the fuller mat and the door stays open and the wind blows, and I got to pick them all up along by the bank.
Yeah. All right. Anything else? I don't have anything.
Just one thing, yeah, I was going to add as a chime in on Chris, but with the big rib Jake, that was, they did give the city a $300 donation, so just make council and citizens aware of that.
I can't hear you.
They made a $300 donation to the city from their big rib Jake.
Somebody asked me once, you know, for the Hunting and Fishing Club, do they ever usually give a donation? Have they, did they take that for this last one? Somebody was asking me, and I didn't know.
Do they still have that office in the basement?
What's that?
That's long gone.
That's long gone, huh? They don't go down into more Hunting and Fish Club?
They might, but they
don't have... Yeah, they'll still have their meetings down there, but that bar room's gone now.
Yeah.
That's torn down, but they'll still have the meetings down there.
Oh.
They just won't have the bar area, which, if you had three or four guys who did in the bar area, otherwise they had a couple of white tables and chairs they set up in that little open area anyway, yeah. So.
I thought I heard once that they was going to purchase some land or something.
They're looking to buy the Freedom Town place out there, but I don't know if that'll ever happen. Oh. That's what they're looking into.
Anything else? Otherwise, I look for motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion made and second to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.